Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Jewel Life Podcast here. Yes, sir. We are live as live can be. I wanted to talk about what's really going on in the world. I saw something yesterday, late last night, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk about it. We're live on YouTube. You know, with their little punk-ass community guidelines, we can only say but so much. But definitely, we are live here today. Thank you very much for people who are going to be listening to this live. Thank you very much. We definitely do appreciate you. We definitely do appreciate it. I'm going to say it again. We definitely do appreciate you. Keep your circle small. Why am I saying that? Because we're going towards the end times, guys. Okay? We're going towards the end times. I want you to understand where I'm coming from right now. Everybody is exposing everybody. All the secrets are starting to come out. We understand now that 90% of our politicians are reptile. We understand that 90 to 95% of our of the celebrities in Hollywood have an STD. Yes. Yes. This stuff is really happening, guys. It's really, really happening. We are starting to understand that the Most High is now is no longer playing. The Most High is no longer playing, man. The Most High is no longer accepting BS from people. Okay? His one-third is rising up. His one-third is coming together to spread the word, man. Listen, I'm a realist, right? When I started this podcast thing, I was just doing it once, twice a week. I wasn't planning to make no money out of it. But now we got a network. Now we got the Empire Network. We got the Jewel Life Podcast on the Empire Network. We are starting to get more and more and more people being interested in this podcast. And I want to thank every single subscriber. I want to thank every single viewer for all my videos that I've been uploading and including this live right now. I want you guys to understand we're in a very difficult time right now, man. We got people right now that are going to start turning on you. Yes, this is facts. People are going to start turning on you. The Bible says that it will be mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, nieces versus uncles, nephews versus aunts. We're at this time, guys. It is no time for you to be sitting up here playing around, running around here thinking, oh, I got to go get this new Gucci. I got to go get this new Louis, this new Fendi. It's nothing wrong with buying clothes. There's nothing wrong with looking nice. There's nothing wrong with none of that. But when we are obsessed with looking like this and buying all this unnecessary stuff and going on all these vacations, when we're about to have a straight shutdown. Yes, we're about to have a shutdown, guys. Right now, they are talking about there's a mystery virus right now, and the CDC don't even know what to name it. They don't even know what it's called. See, let me tell you something right now. We are at this point, guys. We are at this point. And this is not going to be a very long live, man. This really is not. I'm really telling you guys right now from what the Most High is telling me right now, it's time to get started, to get prepared. I said this on the last podcast, to get prepared. But eventually this internet is going to go away. Eventually you will not be able to get to YouTube. Eventually you will not be able to get to Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and Twitter and all those. You won't be able to get to this stuff. I am telling you right now where we at right now. We're at a point right now where you cannot even trust your own family. I'm speaking from experience. Let me tell you something. I'm speaking from experience right now. I'm going through that right now. 90 to 95% of your circle, you are going to have to get rid of. You're going to have to get rid of 90 to 95% of your circle. That means your mama. That means your daddy. That means your sister, your brother. That means all of them. We're not just talking about, there's a homeboy that I don't really don't like. I'm going to get rid of him. No. For you to be considered a one-third, for you to be considered the Most High's chosen, you are going to have to use discernment. You're going to have to start using your common sense. You're going to have to start using things that is unbelievable to the eye. You will never think that you will have to let go of your mama. You never thought you had to let go of your brother or your sister. But you're going to have to get rid of these people. Spirits are starting to come out. Demons are starting to come out, guys. This is where we at. 2024 is going to be a very chaotic year. Yes. We got unknown viruses coming around. Now you got people talking about it feel like a big frog in my throat. Why is everybody getting sick? Let me ask everybody a question right now. Since everybody's so smart out here on the social media platforms, right? Everybody's so smart. Everybody's so talented. Everybody knows every fucking thing. Why is everybody getting sick? We have more tools than ever before to keep ourselves healthy. You got this doctor got his own TikTok page. He's telling you how to stay healthy. You got this guru telling you how to be healthy. You got that guru trying to tell you to be healthy. You got all these people giving you all these tips how to stay healthy. Why is everybody getting sick? Why is everybody getting sick? Why is everybody continuing to fall out and people starting to not even know what's going on with their bodies? But we have all these gurus like Yaki. We got all these gurus that telling you, oh, well, you should do this and you should eat this and you should eat that. You got all these gurus telling you all this, and yet people are still getting violently sick. There was a girl out there in Washington State. They don't even know where she died from. They thought she died from the flu. No, she didn't die from the flu. It was something else. See, God, I'm telling you right now, the enemy is lurking right now, man. The enemy is lurking. I'm letting y'all know that right now. The enemy is lurking. The enemy know his time is up. He know that Yahweh is coming back. Yes, Yahweh. Not Jesus Christ, not God, because God, first of all, God is—he's not a God. What did He say in His first 10 commandments? Thou shalt not put other gods before me. The Most High is an entity, Yahweh. Yes, Yahweh is His real name. But we're not even going to go deeper into that, because eventually I will talk about that on YouTube. I'm gonna have a special show on YouTube talking about this. But what I'm trying to tell everybody right now is this is not a time to be playing no games. This is not a time to sit back and say, oh, yeah, he cool and she cool. That's my dog. That's my girl. That's my boo. That's my everything. Yeah, come on, let's go party. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. While they partying with you, in the back of their mind, they're figuring out how to backdoor you. In the back of their mind, they try to figure out how they could betray you. You got to be very careful with these spirits out here, man. We live in a spiritual realm. And everybody is not going to go on the same spiritual journey with you, man. I told a friend of mine yesterday, right? I told him, I said, I knew some people were going to turn on me this year, last year. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. I think some people are not very, very bright. Okay? I'm saying this. I knew people was going to start turning on me this year, last year. It's a spirit, man. It's a spirit. And damn it, if it's not happening right now. Damn it, if it's not happening right now as we speak right now. If things are not happening the way I knew it, because you got to get yourself out of your natural state. You got to get outside this meat suit, which we call the human body. You got to get out your feelings. You got to get out of, oh man, he or she tried to play me to my face. No, this is spiritual. You have people that you've been cool with 20, 30 years, right? You have people that you've been cool with 10, 15 years. Man, they will never betray me. They will never do this. We are in a different spiritual aura now. I mean, ask me this one question. Have you stepped outside lately and you just been feeling like, damn, something's different in the air? That's the spirits, man. That the spirits are saying to be prepared. That's the spirits telling you, man, listen, we're not in the regular times, man. I'm being honest. I'm being forthcoming about this, man. This is real stuff. So when I hear people continue to say, oh man, well, you know, you gotta enjoy life, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, let's go party, let's go turn up, let's go get drunk, let's go get high, let's go do this, let's go do that, and yet they still stuck in the same metrics. The movie The Matrix really showed you, didn't it? You gonna take the red pill or the blue pill? I'm telling you right now, 1/3 of people are going to make it, and 2/3 of people are not going to make it. 1/3 is not a lot of people, guys. I'm here to tell you that. 1/3 is not a lot of people. It's really not a lot of people, man. It's really not a lot of people. I'm being honest with you, man. Only 10% of Gentiles. Gentiles is everything other than Negro. It's everything other than Negro. Only a very few Gentiles are going to make it. That's just facts. Very few Gentiles are going to make this thing, man. That's just facts, man. Very few Judah is going to be very few people from the Judah tribe. That's your Negro man, woman, and children. They're better going to make it. This thing is, I'm telling you guys, this thing is getting tight. So you continue to listen to the baby. Go ahead and continue to listen to Usher and continue to listen to Bob P. Diddy and Jay-Z. You continue to listen to that. Continue to be entertained by Hollywood. But right now, why they got you focused on Hollywood, why they got you focused on the NBA, why they got you focused on the NFL, Major League Baseball, and got you focused on all this sports. Why they got you focused on all this sports? They got a mystery disease right now that nobody even knows what the damn name is. That is killing people right now here in America. You don't find that strange? You don't find that strange that the 49ers and the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl back in 2020? The Chiefs beat the 49ers. All this shit is a script, man. And they're doing the same thing this year. They're doing the same thing this year. But they know that people are not going to be fooled behind the whole COVID thing no more. So they're going to have to come up with something else. We're going towards World War III. Jews are the worst, brother. Absolutely. I definitely do agree. But if you read the Bible, Revelation 2 and 9, it says that the so-called Jewish... The so-called Jewish, because we know that the Negroes are the chosen Jews. They are the Most High's chosen people. We already know that in the scriptures. Go to Deuteronomy 28. Okay? We know in Revelation 2 and 9, the so-called Jewish are nothing but the children of Satan. That's facts. Listen, I can go into scriptures right now. I don't give a damn what YouTube got to say right now. I don't give a damn what Spotify got to say right now. I can go into the scriptures right now, go to Revelation 2 and 9, and tell you everything what it needs to be said about so-called Jews. The top 3% bankers are controlling everything, man. They control everything. Yes, they control everything. They run everything. This is nothing but one big-ass script. That's right. It's nothing but one big ass script. And everybody is still talking about Hollywood. Well, you heard what Cat Williams said about this. And you heard what Monique said about that. Let me tell you something about Monique and Cat Williams, okay? Let me tell you something about those two. They got their approval from the brotherhood and the sisterhood. They got the approval. Do you think that Cat Williams just woke up? And I keep saying this to my viewers. Do you think that Cat Williams just woke up and said, you know what, I'm going to go on Sharon Sharpe's show today and I'm going to spread the truth. Do you really? Are you really that gullible to really think that that man really had a is really doing that? Absolutely not. Cat Williams been sold out. He sold his soul too. Remember what he said about him and Ludacris? They was in Illuminati party together. They both put him in the room and said, "Who wants to make this money?" So Cat Williams is in it along with them. Facts. Monique is in it along with them. That's facts. So when they sit up there and they go on the Shannon Sharpe show and they say, oh yeah, Oprah did this and Jay-Z did that and Steve Harvey did this and Senator Antenna did that, they got approval from the brotherhood and the sisterhood. They got approval. And by the way, Shannon Sharpe is with the brotherhood too. All his shows is pre-recorded. He can easily go ahead and edit it. All the content if he wanted to. No, he put it out there because he got approval from the brotherhood. Right now, they're trying to bring down Hollywood. Yes. There's a split going on right now in Hollywood. And I keep saying this. There's a split. There's a huge split going on in Hollywood. You got to have a Hollywood one to keep this thing going. Your Jay-Z's, your P. Diddy's. They want to keep this thing going. And then you have the other half that wants to shut this thing down because they know Satan's time is up. They know it. You got people out here like Will Smith. He's tired. Look at Will Smith, man. When is the last time Will Smith has been out in public even? Damn putting out a film. When is the last time Will Smith has even been out in public? Come on now, let's talk. He's tired. When's the last time Denzel Washington has been out in public? When's the last time a lot of these so-called Hollywood people have been out in public? They are tired. They are tired doing the rituals. They're tired doing the sex orgies. They're tired of sacrificing children. They're tired drinking blood. They're tired eating poop. They're tired. And I cannot break this thing down any more than what it's already been broken down to. We got to stop being so distracted by Hollywood. We got to stop being so damn distracted by Hollywood. I'm going to say it again. It's time to get yourselves prepared. It's time to get yourselves ready. It's time to get yourselves mentally prepared. Because you sitting up here talking about, let's go to Jamaica. Let's go to Dominican Republic. Let's go to passport sisters, a passport brother. Let's go out here and find our real husbands, real wives, and then go to the country. And you go to a whole nother country. You don't even know the fucking rules. You don't even know the damn law. But we're going to go to a whole nother country to go find a wife. I think that, or a husband. I think that's the stupidest shit in the whole damn world. You don't even know one law in Dominican Republic. You don't know one law out there in Thailand. You don't know one law out there in Jamaica. But you're going to go out here and take your passport and take your raggedy ass somewhere. It's all a distraction. All this men versus women. Black men versus black women. All this shit is a distraction. All of it is a distraction. We need to start being focused on us again. Start being focused on your health. Stop going on social media and listening to people like Yaki. Excuse me. Stop listening to people like Yaki. Yaki gonna tell you should be drinking water. What kind of... And you know what's so crazy? About 50% of his viewers gonna do it. He is telling you not to drink water. But this is a guru, right? This is somebody that you are going to listen to. This is somebody that you are going to say, well, you know what? I feel him on that, man. You know, I always felt like water. Come on, man. He going to tell you that you should lap water in your fucking tub. What kind of stupid motherfucker is this? This is a stupid motherfucker, man. That's facts, man. This is a stupid dude. This dude is stupid. And you guys gonna go on these platforms, and you really gonna give them a platform and put them out there. That, to me, that's the stupidest thing in the whole wide world. It's the stupidest thing in the whole wide world. Start thinking for yourself. Start using your own mind. Start using your own brain. Everybody is not gonna be for your liking. Everybody is not gonna be there for you. Everybody's not going to give you good advice. Everybody's not going to do it for you, man. You got to start using your own mind, using your own brain, man. You can't keep on doing the same damn thing and expecting different results. You can't. You got to start making changes. Get rid of toxic people in your life. Stop, get rid of that no good having ass bitch. Get rid of that no good having ass nigga. They ain't shit. All that is holding you down. Right now, where we at right now, you should be careful of everybody. And I'm not here to be paranoid. I'm not no paranoid dude. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to take care of my son. I'm going to continue to live my life. I'm going to continue to be a child of Yah. I'm going to continue to do that. But it's time to start re-preparing. Get some dehydrated foods. Go get some canned goods. Go get cases of water. These are the things that you should be focused on. Stop being focused on fucking Hollywood. Hollywood ain't shit. Hollywood ain't shit but a broken down mirror. That's all it is, man. And I know that you watch my videos and you're entertained by my videos and my shorts saying about DaBaby and P. Diddy and Jay-Z. But now I have to present those videos to you. So guess what? Now you can listen to the message. These people are no good, man. Really, most of them are not even real. Whoo, wait a minute, time out. Wait a minute. What, King Jr.? What? I'm being serious, man. Most of these people are not even real. Most of these people are fucking clones, man. Chris Brown is an alien. He already told you this. Chris Brown's an alien. These basketball players. What's that basketball player for the San Antonio Spurs? Victor Wembanyama, he's nothing but an alien. They letting you know. Did he not just go on Twitter the other day and put the alien emoji right next to King, right next to the King, to the King logo, where him where they had a picture of him and LeBron? Yes. That's facts, man. These people are not even real. They're not even real. Hey, well, here you go, man. I can't wait for the game tonight, man. San Antonio, they on the road against Philadelphia, man. I can't wait for this game. It's gonna be a good game. And 90% of those athletes are not even fucking real. Steph Curry's an android. See, these are the things that I really want to talk about, but unfortunately, a lot of my viewers don't want to pay attention to it. I want to tell you right now that China got got a device on our power grids. That's facts. China got a device on our power grids. Right now, at any time, China can shut this thing down. Why do you think what happened with AT&T? Come on, man. They playing with you, man. This is war. We are at a time right now where it's war. And everybody's still running around here. Oh, man, I can't. I'm a plan my trip to Jamaica. I'm going to go plan my trip to the Bahamas. I'm going to plan my trip to China, man. Fuck all that. We're going to turn up around this bitch. We're going to turn up. And then when wartime comes, you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And let me say this as well. Your money's not gonna matter. When they shut down these power grids, when they shut down this banking system, and it's happening, they're gonna shut down the banking system, man. This is facts, man. I'm telling you guys what's gonna happen. I need more people to come on the live on YouTube, man. I need a lot more people come on the live. I believe YouTube's playing with my numbers. I see you, YouTube. I need more people. Release my viewers. Release those comments. We need to start preparing ourselves and getting ourselves ready. We can't keep on talking about the same thing. We can't keep talking about Deion Sanders. We can't keep talking about Shannon Sharp. We can't keep talking about this shit. This shit is getting, you know what? And honestly, I understand that you guys are interested in Hollywood. I get that you guys are interested in talking about Shannon Sharp and Tom Brady and the rest of these motherfuckers. I know you want to continue to talk about those dudes, but those dudes are a distraction. They get paid to distract you. They get paid to distract you. I'm going to say it again. They get paid to distract you. They don't care. They don't care about you, man. They don't give a shit about you. They really don't. They under a boss. They under their Jewish boss. Do you think? Let me tell y'all something. Do you really think that the election is really gonna change things, man? You put Trump back in office, if he goes back in office at all. But I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm really not going to say this on YouTube because guess what? The whole community guidelines crap. But I'm going to say this. This whole Donald Trump thing is a distraction. It don't matter who's in office. It don't matter if it's Joe Biden. It don't matter if it's Donald Trump. It don't matter. They work for the same people. They work for the 3% bankers. Every single year, all the powerful elites, all the presidents, all the politicians, they go out to the, they go out and it's a group called the Bilderberg Group. Yes, it's called the Bilderberg Group. And they meet every single year. I believe every year or every 2 years, I believe. They come out and meet. They are deciding your future in these meetings. They, a bunch of old fuckers get together and they coming together and saying, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to run this. This is how we want to do this. This is how we want to do that. We want to have this virus here start off here first. We want this to happen here. We want that to happen. All this stuff is planned. None of this shit is. Do you think if China drops a missile right now as we speak, you think if China drops a missile, you think that was by accident? No. All this stuff is planned. This whole Ukraine-Russia crap is planned. It's planned. Stop falling for the okey-doke. It's time for you to get prepared. It's time for you and your family to get prepared. Do not get caught naked out here. Do not get caught naked. I'm going to say it again. Don't get caught naked. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. It's time to start taking care of you and your family. Damn the Hollywood shit. Damn the sports shit. All this shit is rigged. Everything is rigged. Yo, listen, the politicians are rigged. You think that's Joe Biden standing in front of you? No, Joe Biden been dead. Joe Biden is a fucking clone. You think Donald Trump gives a shit about you? He don't give two fucks about you. He's bought and paid for. He got his Jewish bosses that he has an answer to. Donald Trump ain't nothing special. He ain't gonna come save you, European American. He ain't gonna come save your ass. If you don't take care of yourself, don't rely on the CDC, don't rely on FEMA, don't rely on Joe Biden, don't rely on Donald Trump, don't rely on the IRS, don't rely on none of these government agencies. They all work for the same evil ass people. CNN and Fox News work for the same people. Alex Jones already exposed that to you. When are we going to start waking up? When are we going to start understanding what the hell is going on? That's why the title of this show is Keep Your Circle Small. Your grandma's not going to understand this. Your mama's not going to understand this. Your daddy's not going to understand this. Your great-grandparents is not going to understand this. A lot of those old people, they're stuck in their ways. And I really hate to hear that philosophy talking about stuck in your way. That means you really don't want to change. You don't want to learn new things. But we're gonna move on because that's a whole nother conversation right there. I'm gonna say for itself. Stop relying on these old people who stuck in their way who don't even know nothing. They've been raised from the 40s and 50s. Come on, man. And I'm not here to talk bad about older people because guess what? The Most High says that we use older people for wisdom. Yes. But right now, where we at right now, a lot of these people who's 70, 60, 70 years old, they're not going to understand what you're talking about, man. They're not going to understand that your politicians are reptile. They're not going to understand that the people in your circle, they have evil spirits on them and they can jump out anytime. They're not going to understand that. As long as they can go to the grocery store and go buy some food, as long as they can go to the restaurant and go eat out, as long as they can go in their car and get gas and all that other stuff, they are perfectly fine. They're content where they're at. You got to leave people like that behind. You got to leave people like that behind, man. You really got to leave people behind who are not willing to learn. See, right now, I'm looking for people who are willing to learn, who's willing to grow, who's willing to learn new things. And I know YouTube's playing. I know YouTube's playing right now. Now all of a sudden it's buffering. That's BS. Because see, I'm going to tell you something. Satan knows his time is up. Yes, sir. Satan knows his time is up. See, he knows that people are listening to me. He knows that people are really paying attention to what I got to say. So now he's going to try to buffer. Now he's trying to buffer the what I'm saying. But baby, let me tell you something. Yahweh knows all, baby. Yahweh is the truth and the light, baby. Yahweh is going to pull me through. Let me tell you something. It's not all about your money. Stop thinking that it's all about a bag. All right, I gotta go get the bag. You better go seek Yah first. You better seek the kingdom first. Did he not say that in the Bible? Oh, well, you know that Bible shit. You know all that stuff's not true anyway. But you will show me, you will give me a book that was written by a man that died. A man that bleeds. A man that gets up and go use the bathroom the same way you go use the bathroom. You're going to present me a book with that man, with his words. Oh, man, this is right here the truth, dog. You got to listen to this dude. Man, fool. Start getting back to your word, man. I'm speaking to somebody right now. And all these people that are on YouTube that go in and out of my live and all that, somebody is listening. Somebody is truly understanding what I'm saying today. And for them, I say thank you. Thank you very much for paying attention. But it's time. It's about time for us to stop BSing and stop bullshitting our way through life. Stop it. Can't keep doing the same thing and get different results. We can't. We got to start paying attention. Start waking up. We got diseases that I ain't fucking named yet. And I'm going to be honest with you. And I used to disagree with Yash Karai with this whole school thing. Yash Karai used to say, get your children out of school. And all these people talking about get your kids out of school. I got a special needs child. And I want you, I'm taking you to my world for a little bit. I got a special needs child. And some of the things that I cannot do, his teachers help him do. But I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be real with you. Man, if this so-called mystery disease keep getting worse and worse, I'm pulling his ass out of school. And I teach his ass myself. We can't keep on doing the same thing. We can't keep listening to the government. We can't keep listening to the damn school system. We can't keep listening to these fake-ass politicians. We can't. We got to start understanding that we are the chosen people of Yahweh, man. We got to start listening to Yah, man. Yah, we got to start listening to Yah, Yahweh, man. Start listening to him. Start giving him the power and the glory. I'm not giving no man no glory. Oh, Donald Trump, he's going to come in and he's going to save America. Fooey! America is doomed anyway. Yes, America is doomed. It don't matter who gets in office. I don't give a flying F who the hell it is. America is finished. America is done. America is done, man. I'm saying it with both feet flat on the fucking ground. America is fucking done. Sitting up here talking about some damn, Donald Trump, when he come president again, America's back on top again. Man, please. America is finished. COVID proved it. COVID proved it, man. 85 to 90% of American people are fucking goofballs. And that's the fucking truth. They tell you to go take a shot, you get your ass out there, take a damn shot. I don't have no opinion on it. But guess what? My Spotify crowd knows. They know how much I feel about that, but that shot. You're running around here. Oh, well, Joe Biden said, and Kamala Harris said, and Donald Trump said, and Tom Brady said, and Patrick Mahomes said, man, fooey. What did Yahweh say? What did the Most High say? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a relationship with him. Start getting in a relationship with Yahweh, man. Stop going for the old okie doke. Stop thinking that everything is a damn joke. Everything's funny to y'all. I am telling you right now, under the sound of my voice, we are about to go into a huge situation where, I am telling you. Y'all better stop. I'm telling y'all better stop thinking that that's all about money or getting a big booty bitch or long dick dong ass nigga. You better stop thinking like this. We are in troubling times, guys. We got mystery viruses. We got false prophets telling you that we would never end a ship. Whoo, come on now. They gonna tell you that we will not end a ship. They're going to tell you that the Bible's a lie, that the scriptures are a lie. They are telling you this right now. We are in an end times right now. Before you know, the Bible will be outlawed in America. You don't see, these are the things that people not really understanding. This is what I'm telling you, this is going to start happening. They're going to start outlawing the Bible in America. Y'all better, man, I'm telling you, you better start waking the hell up. Before you know, they're going to say, hey, you got to put a chip in your brain. Whew, come on now. Before you know, they're going to tell you, in order to buy this and buy that, you got to take the mark. This is where we at now, man. We're slowly turning, and then you got people still on Instagram. Yeah, we live from Miami. Yeah, y'all look. Yeah. Say hello to the people. Yeah, what up? We turned up, turn, crunk. Y'all still talking about how big you want to do it? How big you y'all doing it? Y'all doing it so big? Y'all so great? Y'all so special? But right now, the enemy is planning your destruction, and you sitting up here, you want to go party. You sitting up here talking about how big your house is, and how great your car is, and how much money you got in the bank account. Yeah, I checked my bank account this morning, and it said $200,344.25. Yeah, nigga, I'm doing it, nigga. No, it ain't about your money, nigga. It ain't about your money. It's about having a spiritual relationship with Yahweh. I didn't say religious. Religion is a strength to restrict and hold down. I say have a spiritual relationship with Yahweh. I say have a spiritual relationship with Yahweh. Have a spiritual relationship with Yahweh. This is what you need to be doing. You need to get into your word. You need to start praying to Yahweh and ask the Most High to guide you through these troubling times. But see, nobody want to do that. Everybody want to get on. As soon as they wake up, get on that phone. Oh, yeah. Oh, shorty looking good on that picture. Oh, yeah, shorty looking good. Let me go slide in the DMs. You made me summon to that damn demon. A lot of these women are witches. Tell me why Erykah Badu, as soon as she give you some damn pussy, you turn crazy. Every man that she gave something to turned out to be a fucking nut. Andre 3000. Why is Summer Walker doing witchcraft? Come on now, let's talk. Why is Beyonce doing witchcraft? You are worshiping witches, beehive. And a lot of you beehive women are beautiful black women and could be an asset to Yahweh. But what do? You want to go, oh, I want to be like Beyonce. We're gonna go to the Beyonce concert and pay $5,000 to go see a fucking witch do a lip sync. The bitch is not even fucking singing. She's lip syncing. She do a couple of damn dances. Her and that clone daughter of hers go out and do a couple of dances. And oh man, Beyonce, that's a vibe. That's why I say 85 to 90% of fucking American people are stupid as fuck, and that's why 90% of people are going to be doomed. They are going to be doomed. You think 10% is a lot of people? 10% is not a lot of people, guys. I'm telling you. I am telling y'all right now. So all this shit y'all doing, oh, all these gangsters get on this internet talking about, yeah, I killed that nigga and I killed this. And I'm telling you, when you get to the afterlife, you will have to answer to Yahweh. I told a friend this yesterday. When you have a near-death experience, what the first thing everybody would be saying? Man, my life flashed right in front of my eyes. Yeah, because the Most High is showing you everything you have done throughout your entire life. Are you really happy with your body of work? Are you happy? And see, here's the thing. You have a born date and you have a death date. But those two days don't even fucking matter. What matters is that dash in the middle. What matters is that dash in the middle. That's what matters. It don't matter how much money you make every single year. It don't matter how much land you got. It don't matter how much your restaurant or how big your dealership is or how great or how many clothes you got or how many hoes you screwing. It don't even matter. Do you have a relationship with Yahweh? What has your body of work? Where have you, since you've been on this earth, have you done anything for the Most High? Or have you done everything for your fucking self? Woo, come on, let's talk today, man. See, people going in and out of YouTube because they don't want to hear this message. But if I say you could be, say, you know what, I'm going to stop. But if I tell you could be a transgender, if I tell you could be anything, you could be an elephant, you could be a donkey, you could be a muskrat, I guarantee you I have 5,000 people right now, live right now, give me a whole bunch of comments saying, yeah, man, I rock with Judah Light. I rock with King Judah 23. We are spreading the message, people. We are spreading the message. We are spreading the message of Yah. Yahweh is coming soon. I'm telling you, he's coming. All these people talking about, well, I guess the Most High was sleep during slavery because you niggas don't even fucking read the Bible. You niggas don't even read. The Most High said in his word that if we don't obey his commandments, we will be cursed. He said that in his word, and you niggas still running around talking about, well, he fell asleep on the job. You damn right turn his damn back, because we turned his back on him. When we came out of Egypt, the sixth time of slavery, right? When Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, he got us out of slavery. Again, for the sixth time. But what did we do? What did we do? Oh, well, I know you got out of slavery. We got enough food and water for the rest of the journey, but we want some meat. Still fucking complaining to this day. Still complaining. Still bullshitting. Still playing games. The Most High made everybody eat meat until it came out their noses, and then he killed them. And you don't think that the descendants of that bloodline still exist today? Well, yeah, I know I got a roof atop of my head, shoes on my feet, but shoot, I want a big booty bitch. I want Rick Ross to put me on. You can't say foolishness. This is why your circle gotta be small. Woo! Come on now, man. Your circle's got to be small. You cannot have 20, 30 people. If you know more than two handful of people, you know too many fucking people. It's irresponsible for you to have a whole bunch of friends. It's irresponsible for you to know 5,000 motherfuckers. And that's just facts, man. I got a family member right now. I love her to death. I'm not going to tell the relationship of my family member, but I love her to death. But when I see her on Facebook, man, she know this person and know that person and know this person and know that person and know this person and know these people from here and know these people from there. And she got all these people, so-called family. She is doomed for destruction. Real talk, man. But anyway, I'm done talking here. I'm done. But I want to thank you guys, man, for listening to my podcast today. I'll be back on Friday. Hopefully, we'll be back on Friday. I had a lot of things I had to do Friday. Yesterday, I just wanted to chill out. Today, I did my podcast. So, I want to thank you guys so much for listening out there, YouTube land, out there, Spotify land. Peace and favor. Please go to my website. The QR link to my t-shirt line is up on my website. Go on my website. Please click on the QR link. Go to my website. Please support Judah Life. Please support us. Part of the proceeds of every t-shirt, every hoodie, every sweatshirt, everything. Part of the proceeds will go to my nonprofit foundation called Autism First. Okay. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace, one love. We'll see you Friday night.